So what did you think about the movie? Formulaic, but not that fun. I get it. You figured out that the protagonist is the typical hero, and so all the danger that he's put through is just a facade, and there's actually nothing at stake. I guess, but okay, let me explain it how I see it. The hero is this example of self-sacrifice for a greater cause, right? Exactly. And that does not sound very deep, but I tend to be a lot more interested in the villains than the heroes. Also, more than the physical danger, I tend to look for the mind games. Well, to get Freudian, I've always seen villains as expressions of the hero's id. Real heroes could never be all virtuous without hiding something dark. So, I look for the cracks in a man like that. The things that could turn him to the dark side, and how the villain toys with them. Does that make sense to you? Like, what if all heroes are just villains waiting for someone to expand their minds? No, not for evil necessarily. I wouldn't go that far, but in my experience, people are more complex than their perceived uprightness. Aren't you? Oh, come on, you are joking. What, never? Never bullied anyone in school. Never been in a fight or cheated on anything, on anyone. Does that feel fair to you? I mean, you must have seen everyone around you get away with tons of shit. Doesn't that annoy you just a little? For real? You're telling me you have no frustration to get out of your system. Okay. And what if someone were to bring it to life? Well, that was head on. But no, not necessarily. Just, yeah, I wouldn't mind. Why would I want that? That's a fair question. How do I say this? I like corrupting the innocent. It's a thing of mine. Listen, I see that look on your face. And no, I'm not crazy. I hope you know that much about me by now. I don't actually want you to do anything that you'll regret. I just, someone once said to me that when you live out your desires, you check reality at the door. I think you exude enough peace and harmony for me to feel safe with you. And also, I see obvious self-denial as kind of a challenge. Is that okay for me to say? Man, you are hard to provoke. It makes me want to. Maybe I would like your id to feel safe with me. Haven't you ever wanted that? Oh, you actually admitted it! No, I'm glad. You know why, right? Do not change the subject. When you look at me like that, I know what it means, and you know it too. Why don't you just tell me? No, you are trying too hard. What do I mean? Okay. What if you had no need to be well spoken or to intellectualize anything? How would you put it to me then? It's okay, you can say it. Okay. And what does that mean in the grand scheme of things? Well, we've met online, chatted a bit, gone out a couple times. What else? I mean, it's a big city, and besides, we don't even live in the same part. Okay, so tell me. I know you haven't exactly made a move on me, but I see you wanting to. So tell me, for real, what are you hoping will happen tonight? You want me to speculate? Fine, I can do that. But if I'm right, you need to be upfront about it. Deal? Then let me start. When you look at me, you are not looking at my taste in movies or my Freudian rants. You're looking at my body, and you are picturing what it would be like if this tight dress were to fall to the floor. You're looking at my mouth, and you wonder what it would feel like if I dropped to my knees and started servicing you with the sloppiest fucking head you've ever known. I'm still listening. Tell me you look at me as potential prey. Tell me you want to fuck me. Felt good, right? To admit it? To drop the acts of courtesy and just tell me what goes on inside of you. But why? Why do you feel guilty about it? Is it something religious? Okay, so what then? You would shock me? Oh, that is fucking hot. And also, try me. Tell me. Why is it hot? Have you not been listening to me? I like to corrupt the innocent. That means getting to see that whole veneer of politeness and restraint get broken apart. It means seeing the animal within you come to life and being the guiltiest pleasure that you've ever experienced. That is fucking hot! Also, you avoided the second part of what I said. Try me. Tell me. I do not buy that that is your most unrestrained fantasy for a second, but it's a good place to start. So, where do you want to do it? Be villainous. The hotel bathroom? Oh, we haven't booked anything. And it would be really suspicious and weird if the staff saw us. What if someone walked in on us right in the act? Whatever would they say? Good. That's good. I am really fucking wet. Okay, follow me inside. Oh, hi. We were just passing by and yes, we would like to make a reservation for tonight, if that's possible. All booked. How about tomorrow? Nothing. That's a shame. Is it that I look too slutty? That's it, isn't it? Tell me. Okay, no, we understand. Could I just use the bathroom quickly then? Down the hallway to the right. Got it. Would it be okay if my Dom came with me and waited outside? He has a thing for being protective of me. Perfect! See you later, mister. Dude, that was fucking hilarious. Did you see his face? I bet he's gonna be so suspicious of us now. Let's head up a floor so he won't catch us. There it is. Are you ready? Yes, I'm impatient. My pussy is fucking soaking here. Let's go in. Oh, my heart is pounding. This has been a really good date, hasn't it? Yeah, so, now that you've cornered your prey, how did you want me again? You want me to blow you? Before we have even kissed? Before you have even put your arm around me? Ooh, you get me. I like that. Yes, sir. My knees for you. There we are. So you can make me suck your cock. Take these pants off. And let me see what's holding up that freaking tent. Oh, damn, that is a good cock. Wanna use my face to please it? Okay, guide me onto it. Like, yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. You taste good, sir. Have you ever been called that by a pretty young thing on her knees? I love that I make you lose your mind. Let me get this dress out of the way. Because it's about to get really wet and sloppy. Sir? Do you mind if I touch myself while I do this? I am so fucking horny right now. You have no idea. Have you... ever had your cock covered in a girl's spit? Watching it run down her jaw onto her tits and then slowly trickle down her body. Making long strings of it when she takes it out. Or blowing little bubbles with it. Let's see if I can make a really big one and then pop it on your cock. That's fucking hot. How slutty do I look right now? Oh, you can say it. Tell me I look like a cheap slut. Drooling onto my body and onto the floor with your cock in my mouth. Glad you said it, because it's true. I am a slut. Obedient and ready to fulfill all your dirtiest wishes. Put your head in my hair. It's okay, you can still be gentle. But if you really want to use my face, shouldn't you be deciding how much I can take and for how long? You can let me up when I start to gag or I tap out, but not for too long, okay? I want your cock in my throat, sir. Please shove your cock down my throat. Well, this is sore. Push my head down onto it. Let me take it. It's okay. No, I like the tears and the choking. Fuck. You don't know what happens with my pussy when I start to gag on it. Hold it in longer. Make me really choke on it. Am I doing a good job, sir? You like having a slut like me slobbering all over your cock? Using her little throat to please you. Yeah, fuck my face. Use my little throat. Can I lick your balls while you rub your cock all over my face? That's right. Ruin my makeup. I suck your balls. Now push my head down again. Hold it in long and watch all the spit come out onto my tits when you pull out. Oh yeah, that's it. Push my nose into your stomach. Leave me a sputtering, choking, gagging mess. Oh, I like being used. Remember that other thing you mentioned? Do you want to use me like that too? Of course I'll bend over for you. Yeah, make me put my ass up for you. Make me rub my little clit while you fuck me from behind. Yeah. Ooh. Like that. Pound me like a cheap whore. Yeah, pull my hair. Smack my ass. Use this tight little whore to take whatever the fuck you want. Oh, God. Fuck, my cunt is dripping for you. Pound me harder. Oh, yeah, put your hand around my throat and choke me. Mull my hair. Yeah, it feels okay. Do whatever you want to me. Just use me. Use me how you want. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Stuff. You choke me, I get wetter. I get wetter, so wet. I'm so wet. Oh, fuck. You liked doing that, didn't you? You like that I can turn you into this. Come on, admit it. Oh, yeah, smack it hard. Spit on it. Rub it into my cunt. Just make it even wetter. Oh, yes. Are you getting closer? Tell me when you're ready to blow your load, okay? I want you to fucking lose control. I want you to... Oh! Boom! Cut my hair! Oh, fuck you. Put me on my knees again. You wanna... Oh, fuck, that hurts when you pull my hair like that. No, I fucking love it. Keep...
Make yourself come with my throat.
All over my face.
I want to be glazed like a fucking cum donut. Are you ready to?
Yeah, yeah, come now. Shoot it all onto my... Oh, my hair. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, sir. Oh, yeah, I'll eat it for you. You make me your fucking slut, sir. Oh, God, when you yank my hair while I do this. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck, you are so rough. Okay, I'll eat it faster, sir. Oh, my hair. Yummy. You are so rough and I love it. I love it. Hold on, sir. Oh, fuck. I'm about to... Fuck, I'm coming myself. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I love being used like a little slut, because I am your slut. I'm just a cheap slut, and I love when you use me and you're rough with me. Oh, yeah. Oh. That was... Where are you going? You're just gonna leave me like this? God, that is messed up. Oh, good for him. Fuck, I do look like a cheap slut. Oh, fucking hot. They didn't have any. The penthouse suite? Sir, that is expensive. I... No, of course, I won't argue, sir. I was really bratty, wasn't I? Yes, I know I should know my place better, sir. I... Oh, yeah, of course, that'll be all, mister. Thanks for being so patient with us. My dom really has every right to... Oh, you're leaving us? Okay. Bye, mister. Wow, tough crowd, right? Maybe we should figure out another number that we can put on for him when we leave tomorrow. He would totally warm up to us. Yeah. So you really lost it, didn't you? No, I loved that. All of it. I told you, didn't I? When you checked on me. And then finally seeing that force of nature show itself. Ooh, really fucking hot. Just saying. You know, villains are only really scary until you get to know them. I wouldn't be so afraid of letting him out every now and then. Yes, I'm topping from the bottom again, sir. Man, I really do need to be put in my place, huh? See, you're learning. I'm proud of you. So, do you want us to check out the best room around this whole block? Of course, you lead the way. After you, sir.